pulled here on the radio. Didn't want to do that to you guys. Thought of some really good ones, but we chose not to do it. Well, wasn't an April Fool's joke, but history was made in the United States Supreme Court yesterday. President Donald Trump came and watched and heard the arguments with the United States Supreme Court arguably appeared poised to reject President Donald Trump's restriction on birthright citizenship. Several of the conservative justices questioned the administration's reading of history and the original intent and precedents that were tied to the 14th Amendment's citizenship clause. Questioning U.S. Solicitor General John Sauer about Trump's effort to reimagine birthright citizenship. Sauer argued that the 14th Amendment, which was ratified, folks, after the Civil War, had to do with the babies of slaves. That was the original intent. The 14th Amendment states, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens. But the story leaves it right there. It does not continue on with the rest of the statement of the 14th Amendment. We'll get into that here shortly. 14th Amendment was adopted after the Civil War to grant citizenship to newly freed slaves and their children who were born here while their parents were slaves, whose allegiance had been established by generations of domicile in the United States. It does not, Sauer argued, apply to children whose parents are temporary visa holders or illegal aliens. Interesting use of that word. He didn't say illegal immigrants. He said illegal aliens. What does that mean? Alien to our country. Meaning that they have loyalty, sworn allegiance to another country. Temporary visa holders or illegal aliens. Well, he went on to say, this amendment has spawned a sprawling industry of what's called birth tourism, as uncounted thousands of foreigners from potentially hostile nations have flocked to give birth here in the United States in recent decades, creating a whole generation of American citizens abroad who have no meaningful ties to the United States. Well, Chief Justice John Roberts, President George W. Bush's appointee, questioned how common birth tourism, quote unquote, is. And Sauer replied, no one knows for sure. But he quoted media reports estimating more than 1 million people directly from the People's Republic of China alone, along with untold numbers of Russian elites coming to Miami through birth tourism companies, end quote, said Sauer. Well, Chief Justice Roberts said the framers couldn't have possibly understood what they were enacting and how it would be applied today. Because those type of activities didn't even exist in the 19th century. Sauer's response? You're correct, Chief Justice Roberts. We are now living in a new world. Well, Roberts' response? Yes, it is a new world, but it's the same Constitution. Interesting comeback. Being that it's the same Constitution, what was Chief Justice Roberts implying, inferring? Maybe the Constitution needs to be amended, calling for a constitutional convention. Maybe laws need to be changed specifically with regards to the 14th Amendment. Because as my reading of the Constitution, it's the same. It hasn't changed. So if you got a problem with the Constitution, buddy, you need to amend it. Or you need to pass laws to fix it. Now, one thing that is very interesting, the process. Here is the process you need to understand. I'm going to stop the story right here. We'll continue in the next hour. And this is interesting. Freedom to slaves. Whereas the President of the United States did on the first day of the present month issue his proclamation declaring that all persons held as slaves in certain designated states and parts of states are and henceforward shall be free, and that this executive order issued by the federal government of the United States, including the military and naval authorities thereof, would recognize and maintain the freedom of said persons. And whereas the county of Frederick is included in the territory designated by this proclamation by the president, slaves should be treated as free. I, therefore, hereby notify the citizens of the city of Winchester and said county of Frederick of said proclamation and of my intention to maintain and enforce the same. I expect all citizens to yield a ready compliance with this proclamation of our chief executive, meaning the president. And I hereby admonish all persons disposed to resist its peaceful enforcement that upon manifesting such disposition by acts, they will be regarded as rebels in arms against the lawful authority of the federal government and will be dealt with accordingly. All persons liberated by said admonished to abstain from all violence and immediately betake themselves to useful occupations. Meaning slaves, you're free. And you're free to go to work. You no longer have to pick cotton for the plantations. Which is basically what that sentence says. The officers of this command are admonished and hereby ordered to act in accordance with said proclamation and to yield their ready cooperation in its enforcement. You know who wrote that? R. H. Milroy, Brigade General Commanding Officer, January 5th of 1863. What did that lead to? The 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment, very simply, provided principles that all individuals are entitled to be treated equally under the law without discrimination or bias. And it naturalized, granted citizenship, typically to somebody else born in another country that was here, brought against their will, illegally. Illegal alien. Slave owners, slave trades, slave companies brought slaves to America. They were in another country. Maybe some were from Africa, maybe some other places around the world, brought here and against their will was forced into slavery. What the story did not say is the rest of this first sections. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, then they skipped over this part, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. You know the part they skipped over? All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's the part they skipped over. Folks, that is critically important to what President Trump was arguing when he issued his executive order. You can't come here to drop a baby and therefore make the baby automatically a United States citizen, because it is subject to certain jurisdictions. You have to be here legally to begin with. We'll wrap this story up on the other side.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story by MERS News Service, talking about the United States Supreme Court hearing Donald Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship. Arguments lasted more than 2 hours. In the gallery, which included President Trump, who was the first sitting president to attend a Supreme Court session, as well as his Attorney General, Pam Bondi. According to media outlets, they were covering the arguments in person. After hearing his attorney, Solicitor General, give his side of the arguments, Trump reportedly left after the American Civil Liberties Union attorney, Cecilia Wang, began her argument. She started to give her arguments, and the president just stood up and walked out on her. Well, the Supreme Court justices pressed Wang to focus on her argument that people do not necessarily have an established, quote-unquote, domicile in the United States to obtain citizenship. Trump appointees, Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, question Wang's arguments that carve-outs in the 14th Amendment are frozen in time, with Barrett questioning how Wang's arguments apply to children on tribal lands. Tribal lands. Indians and their children. Well, Joe Biden's appointee, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, questioned Sauer, President Trump's attorney, about how the government determines who qualifies for citizenship under his arguments. Are you suggesting that when a baby is born, people have to have documents? Where is this discovery taking place? In the delivery room? Sauer replied that the government uses the Social Security Administration's guidance, such as when a Social Security number is generated based on birth certificates. Folks, this is the exact same method that Donald Trump used in his executive order on Tuesday regarding having only confirmed citizens of the United States being allowed to vote in a federal election. Using the exact same Social Security Administration's system. Why is that? Well, if you're not a citizen of the United States and you're not naturalized, you haven't become a citizen yet, you're a migrant worker, you want to come to the country with a work visa, you obtain a Social Security number so that you can pay taxes into Social Security as a non-citizen. The Social Security Administration system is already in place. We know whether you're a citizen, a non-citizen with a work visa, or naturalized citizen. It's all documented in that system. Well, Biden's appointee Jackson continued on. So what are we going to do? Bring in pregnant women in for a deposition? Well, if they haven't given birth yet, yes. Prove that you are here in the United States legally, not illegally. You are a citizen, you're naturalized, or you have a work visa. Prove that you're here legally, not illegally. Well, the arguments back and forth between Jackson and Sauer repeatedly reference the Supreme Court's decision in 1898, the Wong Kim Ark ruling, which held that U.S.-born children of Chinese nationals were citizens. Well, Trump's attorney Sauer argued the word domicile in that case indicated that the court's view that birthright citizenship excludes people who live in the United States either temporarily or illegally. Trump's appointee, Neil Gorsuch, told Sauer that he isn't sure how much you want to rely on Wong Kim Ark's case. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, President Barack Obama's appointee, asked Sauer if the government wanted the court to overturn the landmark 1898 ruling. Sauer said the government does not, which Wang countered, saying it bolstered her argument. That is a fatal concession, because Wong Kim Ark's controlling rule of decision precludes their parental domicile requirement, noting that the majority and six times have, in that opinion, determined domicile is irrelevant under common law. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side. Top of the hour news break. Hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. The Florida man that set fire to police vehicles and shot at Michigan State police troopers in Sault Ste. Marie in September of 2023 will spend at least 25 years in prison. James Attani was sentenced to 25 to 40 years for one act of terrorism and 25 to 40 years for assault with intent to murder Tuesday in Chippewa County Circuit Court. Attani also received a sentence of 5 to 10 years for third-degree arson. The sentences will run concurrently. A woman that managed to wiggle out of the rear window of a police cruiser while handcuffed was recaptured Tuesday morning. The incident happened on Saturday in Muskegon Heights and was captured on a Facebook live stream by a local resident. Authorities later identified the 38-year-old woman as Kendra Aney, who has an outstanding parole violation warrant. Aney was eventually found in an abandoned home. She now faces additional charges.